I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. I don't know if you're one of the many Americans who are curious about going to Cuba. The U.S.-Cuban thaw continues apace, and more Americans are heading to the island. But once you're there, will you know what to eat? If you think you know Cuban food, you might be surprised by the actual dishes there. We often speak with food writer Steve Dolinsky on The World when he's traveling and trying new things, and he happens to be in Havana right now. So, Steve, first question. I would guess that if you ask Americans to name a Cuban dish, they'd probably say the Cubano, a grilled pressed sandwich of pork, ham, cheese, and pickles. Have you had a Cubano in Cuba yet?
It's so funny you mentioned that, Marco, because that was one of the first things that I asked my guide when I got here was, hey, where do we get a good Cubano sandwich? And unfortunately, they're nowhere to be found. They do have different types of versions. They have a pressed pork sandwich. They have a pressed ham and cheese sandwich. But you cannot find that quintessential sort of Cuban-American created in Tampa / Miami sandwich with pickles and mustard and ham and pork and cheese. Just doesn't exist here. And frankly, kind of an expensive item for most locals.
Yeah, sounds like it. So, Steve, I know this is your first trip to Cuba. What have you seen so far? What is jumping out at you food-wise?
Well, based on my research, I knew I would see things like, obviously, lots of black beans and rice, lots of plantains. And then in terms of main dishes, you know, you see picadillo, which is the ground beef with raisins and olives, which is just delicious, and ropa vieja, although typically this is a stewed beef dish that's kind of pulled apart with forks, although I had it here with lamb, just as delicious. And you see pastelitos, which are the little pastries, although typically in America I've seen them with guava and cheese, especially in Little Havana in Miami. And my guide had this look on her face like, oh, I remember those when I was young. Today you only see the guava filled, not guava and cheese together. So you see a lot of typical dishes like this, but the most surprising thing with some of these, the paladars, the private, you know, restaurants inside people's homes, are some of the more, I don't want to say avant-garde, but definitely not traditional Cuban food. I met a guy who's half Greek, half Swedish, and he's got a really beautiful little paladar called Casa Miglis. It's his last name, Miglis. And he was talking about how he has to kind of forage around Cuba, getting into his car and just finding the ingredients to create dishes that he remembers from Sweden and from Greece.
Sometimes the butter shows up in a petrol station 40 minutes from the town, and the wine 40 minutes in another direction, and so on. So it's like a puzzle to get the products together.
So that's a Greek chef from Sweden. What about the Cuban cooks? Don't they know the tricks and shortcuts and the workarounds? How are the Cuban Paladares owners pushing Cuban cuisine beyond that holy trinity of chicken, black beans, and rice?
Yeah, there's a pretty well-known paladar here called La Cocina de Liliam, and this is Liliam Dominguez. She's been in business since 94, beautiful home. And I asked her the same question. How do you manage to put things together? You've got, you know, a beautiful salad with avocado and beets and asparagus, and then she's got eggplant with sort of a broiled Parmesan cheese on top of it. And she said it all comes down to relationships. I mean, basically in Havana, it's I know a guy. I know a guy who knows a guy. And so she knows people who show up at her doorstep every morning, and they've got fish, and they've got shrimp, and they know that she pays, and she's reliable, and she pays up front. She's built these relationships, and she's built a reputation, and so she gets these items that you just don't find in a lot of other paladares.
So, Steve, I gather you're going to be leading a tour down to Cuba later this year, a food tour. Tell us about one restaurant that you're definitely going to put on your map.
Yeah, one for sure. I mean, I mentioned Liliam, La Cocina de Liliam, because that's a little bit different, and she's got some interesting ingredients that I wouldn't necessarily expect, like the Parmesan and the homemade ice creams with ginger. But I am definitely going to hit Doña Eutimia. It's very casual, very typical Cuban, the picadillo, the ropa vieja. One thing they do differently is they bring out, instead of a typical mojito, they have a frozen mojito, which is actually very delicious. Mm-hmm. And just the ceiling fans and the tiles and the plantains, it was just all very Cuban, what I expected I was going to see here. And so that's kind of one of the experiences that I want to have, you know, for myself and my guests. One other thing I want to add about the daiquiri, you know, I love daiquiris, and everybody says you got to go to La Floridita, where Hemingway used to hang out, and
right,
there's still a big bronze statue of Papa in the corner. kind of cheesy. It's sort of like going to Pizzeria Uno in Chicago or Pat's and Gino's Steaks in Philly. It's a lot of tourists taking pictures. It's blenders, you know, from like the 1970s making frozen daiquiris. You know, I just wanted a classic rum, lime, sugar, shaken and strained, and difficult to find in Havana.
That is kind of extraordinary, but in some strange way, I'm not surprised to hear it. So best daiquiri in Havana, where'd you find it?
There was one at Al Carbon, which is a decent Paladar, and I had a pretty good one at the roof of the Hemingway Hotel, which is right in Old Havana. They had a decent one, but you really have to tell them, I want a classic shaken, you know, not frozen daiquiri, and they'll whip one up for you using the Havana Club, of course, the three-year-aged rum.
Steve Dolinsky is a Chicago-based food writer. We've been speaking with him on his first trip to Havana, Cuba. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco. Take care.
If you're not already hungry or thirsty, you will be after you see the photos that Steve has been shooting in Cuba. Feast your eyes at PRI.org.